Grandpa likes to learn new words and make me look them up. He says words are a gift from God.
That is true. These words help us learn about God and share His love with others, too. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm super glad that you're here with me today. You know, I have an app on my phone that teaches me a brand new word every single day. I think it's fun because I love learning new words and then using them when I speak to my friends and family. Words are important because without them, we wouldn't be able to talk to each other or even read the Bible. Plus, we couldn't share God's incredible love with other people. Check out John chapter 20, verse 31, which says, "But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name." Our story today is called A Copacetic Day. "Hello, David," said Grandpa. "Is everything copacetic with my grandson today?" Copacetic? What does that mean? But even as David asked, he was sure his grandpa wouldn't tell him. Sure enough, Grandpa gave him a wink. "Look it up. That's what dictionaries are for." So David grabbed his tablet and quickly looked up the word. Copacetic. Here it is. It means very satisfying. He looked up as his older brother walked in. "Aaron is in high school and he thinks he's pretty smart," thought David. "I'll try this word on him." "Hi, Aaron," said David. "Everything copacetic?" "What are you talking about?" asked Aaron. "What does that word mean anyway?" Grandpa winked and David grinned. "Look it up. That's what dictionaries are for, right, Grandpa?" While Aaron pulled out his phone, David sat down next to Grandpa. "You sure like using interesting words, don't you, Grandpa?"
"Sure do. The way I see it, words are a gift from God. He has given people the ability to develop languages and use words to express ideas. Whenever I come across a new word, I like to look it up so I know exactly what it means. Then I understand it when I hear it or read it, and I can use it to communicate with others." Grandpa paused and then added, "Words are important, but there's one that's more important than any word you'll find in the dictionary."
"Which word is that?" asked David. "God's word, the Bible. It tells us how much He loves us and how He sent His Son Jesus to save us from sin. It says our hearts can only be satisfied by knowing Him. Reading and learning from it helps us understand who Jesus is and helps us communicate His love to others."
"So I guess that's why you like to look up verses too, not just words," David said.
"Because you want to understand God's word." Grandpa nodded as Aaron walked over from the other side of the room.
"Very satisfying," Aaron said, putting his phone in his back pocket. "That's what the word copacetic means."
David grinned at Grandpa. "I guess that's what God's word means too, because only Jesus can satisfy us." He got up to go to his room. "I hope you both have a copacetic day." So how about you? Have you ever thought about the importance of words? Without them, we wouldn't be able to express our thoughts or communicate with others. God gave us words so we could understand each other, and He gave us His word, the Bible, so we could understand who Jesus is and what He did for us. Spend time getting to know Him through His word and learning how you can communicate His love to others. Our key verse is John 20, verse 31.
"But these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in His name."
And our key thought for the day, the Bible is God's Word. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids today. I look forward to seeing you right back here tomorrow.